Hello. In this video, we're going to be having a look at an example job description and a CV that's been written to match that job description. Now, this is just for one particular role, but also you can apply the techniques and ideas across any role that you'll be applying for. Hopefully, you've already read some of the tip sheets on how to put together your CV. So you'll be able to see some of those tips working in action now on this CV and job description. So first of all, we're going to take a look at the job description. And you can see that the job description is for the head of security. Now, whenever I'm looking at a job description, I always tell people to look out for keywords and key bits of information that they think would be relevant. First of all, to their CV, and then if they get through to the interview stage, they can obviously add a little bit more detail to some of these. That may also be relevant if you're asked to write a covering letter or a longer profile section if you're filling an application form. So you can use all of the keywords from the job description to help you do that. So first of all, we'll just look at this first paragraph. So some of the keywords that are jumping out here, responsibility for the effective management. So it's a management role. So we need to make sure that in the CV we're focusing a lot on management. Physical security. So we'll need to make sure that we're mentioning that aspect as well. It's national, and we'll be working with some other people who are obviously more senior people within the organisation. Then we'll look down at these key responsibilities. So again, we've got management, physical security, a professional interface. So with teams, it's a role where you'll be working with people. We've got protection, so that's obviously aspects of security, and ensuring that all staff conduct their roles properly. So that's part of the management again. The numbers then, 400 staff. So it might be important if you're mentioning CV what size of workforce you've already worked with. And again, reporting to more senior people, business objectives, and value for money. Now, it might be quite difficult to mention these within the CV, depending upon space. But those last two, core business objectives and value for money, would definitely be important to mention during an interview. And then the bit that's probably most useful at this point is the skills, experience, and attributes. So proven management experience. So it's really essential on the CV that we highlight the experience that the person already has with management, not just with security, because that's what they're looking for. Enthusiastic and committed approach. So that's a little bit difficult to display within a CV, but a track record of building strong trust-based relationships. So we can mention working with others, working knowledge of security best practice and legislation. That would be quite easy to mention. And management and leadership skills with communication, negotiation, engagement. So we can bring something around that in. IT skills, decision-making skills, calm under pressure, and then writing skills here, and then teamwork and independent skills. There's quite a few things there. It might be difficult to bring them all into the CV because we don't want to make the CV too long. As we saw earlier, 2 pages is plenty, but we can pick out some of those key things, and hopefully the others will be built around that. So some of the things we mention may imply other skills that you again could pick up on if you're writing a profile, a longer profile for an application form, a cover letter, or going for an interview. So now we're going to switch over and have a look at the actual CV itself. Okay, here we are, and we can see this CV follows some of the conventions we mentioned in some of our tip sheets. So it's got a nice clear font. The size of the letters is appropriate for someone to read. It's got nice clear section headings with a little bit of colour, but not overusing colour so it becomes silly or childish or just too much. And we've got all the sections that we mentioned in there, and we'll see them all as we go through. So first of all, see the contact details, making sure you're giving a phone number and an email address. Then the profile, which we said is the most important section. Really important here to make sure you mention two or three of the key aspects of the role and how you fit it. So I'm looking for a role where I can use my security management experience. So we're highlighting that we have experience in security and in management, because those were absolute essential points on that job description. The other aspect, take on greater responsibility within a national organisation. So that's sort of hinting at why you're wanting to change jobs or move on from your job. And this idea of working with a national organisation is very important, because we know we've tailored that CV to this job because it's a national organisation. My previous security and army roles, so we're mentioning we have experience in security and in the army, as that was something mentioned, have given me the essential skills for the role of head of security. So again, we're being really specific to this job role. I'm giving a little bit of evidence. I've worked in high pressure situations where I need to react quickly and effectively. And again, that's something you could go into more detail about if asked. I keep up to date with security legislation and best practice through a professional security body membership. So that shows that you're up to date, and it shows commitment, and that you're going a little bit extra, going the extra mile on top of your job. So you're not just turning up every day and doing the bare minimum. My report writing skills were praised by my previous employer and used as examples of good practice when training was delivered. So we mentioned that report writing or writing was a very important skill for the new role, but this is just highlighting that this person really does have excellent report writing skills. A lot of people would just put in some buzzwords there, so I have excellent communication skills, which unfortunately is one of those things that everyone puts on their CV, so it doesn't really mean anything now. It's lost its impact because everybody uses it. So if you're wanting to say something like that, try and be specific. Pick out something specific that you can do and evidence why you can do it. And that's about the right length. I think it's just over 100 words, so it's quite a nice length for the profile, not too long. And what I always say is try and turn the role around. Look at it from the person's point of view who's going to be reading your CV for the first time. So that you don't know how many CVs they may have had in response to this job application. Could be 10, could be 100, could be 200. And either a machine or a person will need to narrow that down to the number of people that they either want to interview or want to read the CVs in more detail. And as I said, this doesn't have to be a person. Sometimes they will use computer software and it will pick out some key words, but we'll be looking at some of the key words we've mentioned. So occasionally a real person won't even read your CV when you apply for a job, unfortunately. It may just go through an algorithm. So you need to grab whoever or whatever is reading your profile using keywords, but not just throwing them in, evidencing them and explaining them. And all we're looking to do with the profile is interest that person enough to say, yes, they meet the basic criteria, I believe, just from looking at the profile. I'm going to look further on at their CV to see if we want to take them to the next stage. So you're trying to impress them enough to move forward. Now, we mentioned that there's not necessarily a set order to how to put the sections in, but it's quite standard to then have your qualifications next. This person's chosen to use a table format and to actually list all of their qualifications, which is absolutely fine. It does mention certain qualifications, but nothing very specific in the job application. And actually what we can see here, if we look at the qualifications, the top four are all quite relevant to the role. So team leading, security membership, the army training and public services training would all be giving them skills that would be quite relevant to the job. So it is useful to have that here. They have included all their GCSEs. It's good to include the maths and English. Don't always need to include all of the rest, that's optional. You can just summarise them if you wish to. I think because this person's got quite good grades, they want to highlight that to the reader. And again, nice and neat and tidy. They've used the same formatting all the way through. Everything's aligned neatly, so it does look very neat. Always worth just taking a second look through your CV just to make sure that all the spacing, all the bold, italics, colours, everything matches. Move on, look at the first bit of work history. So, what they've done is underneath in bold, put the title and the location. And then they've listed their key responsibilities. And again, these responsibilities should match the job description. And what I would do is always have a basic CV ready. Most of these details you could use for many jobs. And then you just tailor that profile and you just change some of the responsibilities to fit the role that you're applying for. So, for example, if this person decided to move away from security and apply for a similar but slightly different job, they might want to keep some of the important criteria around the customer services, the rotas, the timesheets, the managing. That would all still be relevant, but some of the aspects that were more security based, they may want to change. So we'll see here responsibilities overseeing a team of 46 security guards. Because in the job description it mentioned having a team of 400, it's important to try and mention if you've worked with a larger team. If you work with a smaller team, you might just put overseeing a team. And then hopefully, when you get to the interview stage, you'll be able to impress them enough with your skills for them to take you forward, even though you haven't managed a larger team. Managing training for the team. So that one links back to that kind of management, having responsibility for the team rather than just working in security. Policies and procedures. As they mentioned, it was important to follow policies and keep them up to date. Excellent customer service. So that links in with some of our communication skills and some of the other things they mentioned around working with people. And then organisation around rotas and timesheets. And that just shows your organisational responsibilities and shows that you've done something like that before. Going down, you tend to, as we mentioned in the tip sheets, do this in chronological order with the most recent first. So if we go down, we can see that they were a security guard at this company and then they moved into a supervisory role. So then the person reading the CV will feel maybe confident that they were promoted within their firm. So it shows that the firm had faith in them and they've worked well within that firm. And again, with the responsibilities, you want to try and use responsibilities that will also be relevant to the newer role. So proactive in ensuring the protection, a safe and comfortable working environment, reporting, so you're showing you've always had that good report writing skills, monitoring and operating CCTV cameras and other systems. So they mention in there their knowledge of security systems in the job description. And following an action plan in emergencies. So these are all still related to those key skills needed in the newer job. Then we go down and we see that they were an infantry soldier and they had some responsibilities around operating and maintaining weapons, evaluating terrain, recording topographical information, field communications equipment, and working in a team. So we've got a few different sorts of skills there. Now, it may be that they want to revisit that one and see whether they could change any of those to fit the role a little bit better. So, although the second one, evaluating terrain and recording topographical information, is a useful skill, there might be something else they did as a soldier that would fit better with something on the job description. So, although that section's good, I think that's the section that they could improve overall. Some of you may also notice something else about this intersection that we could improve in terms of the formatting. Now you'll notice in both other sections we used a full stop at the end of the line, whereas in this one we haven't. Very minor point, but it's something that somebody who's a very keen proofreader or someone who does a lot of reading would pick up on. And it just notes that lack of attention to detail. So that's the sort of thing it's good to get someone else to have a look at your CV and to actually print it out, because sometimes when you've printed it and you look at it, you will spot those small mistakes. So that's the work history section. Then we go on to skills and qualities. And again, they could have listed a few more skills and qualities, perhaps have some more over here on the right. But these are all good ones that fit the situation. So able to work in high pressure situations. Keep up to date with anti-fraud strategies. So again, it shows that they're proactive and they're interested in developing those report writing skills. It mentions Microsoft Office packages because that was mentioned in the job description, and training all new staff to a high standard. So that again shows more of that management experience. So those are four great points. Possibly could have had some more, but good not to have too many there. You don't want to overwhelm the reader with different skills and qualities. And then the hobby section, maybe a little long, but that's not a problem as long as it fits on the two pages. They're talking about rock music and volunteering as a security guard at a festival. Now that's quite a good one to put in because it's still linking back to your work. It shows that you enjoy what you do, so much so that your hobby actually relates to what you do for your job. So obviously if there's something that you do that relates to your job, you can use that within your CV. Also shows that you have interests outside your job. If everything you do is completely focused on your job, that could worry someone because it might show that you don't have that well-rounded personality. And talking about why you do that, so atmosphere, meeting different people. So that again shows people skills. Fitness is very important, training at the gym and focusing on weight training and health. So that shows that you're keen on your health and fitness, obviously quite important in a security role. And it's quite good, I think. They always say you should have one hobby that's to do with your health, one to do with your mind, and one to do with sort of personal development or the spirit, I guess. So maintaining health, competing in weightlifting championships. So that shows a little bit of competitive nature, which could be useful in the role. Winning medals. So that shows commitment, drive, determination, pushing yourself to your limits. So those are all things that the person reading it would be quite impressed with for this role, I feel. And again, if you can put in things that would be impressive for the role you're applying for, even better. Never make up anything fake though, because they might talk to you about your hobbies. And obviously, if you start working there, people will want to know. It'll be a bit strange if you put that you're a champion rock climber and then the people ask you about it, you don't know what to say. So always stick to the truth. But it may be worth for the longer term, if you don't really have any hobbies, thinking what could be interesting to you, but also really help you with your personal development. Then the final section, the references, we can see that one is from AGH Law, which is the firm that they were working at. So that shows they still have a good relationship with that firm and they're happy to provide them with that reference. And the other one, Colonel, so we're thinking that's probably somebody from the army that they worked with in that scenario. So that might give a slightly different perspective. So two good references there. And that's the end of the CV. So you can see how you might tailor a job description to suit your own circumstances and to fit your own experience. So of course, make sure that you always tailor the profile. You can keep a lot of the basics in there, but just take little bits out and add bits in to really fit that job role. The qualifications generally might remain the same. And then the work history, again, when you're looking at these responsibilities, make sure that you focus particularly on the responsibilities that will be relevant to the role you're applying for. So if it's a completely different type of role, think about the transferable skills that you gained. So things around working with others, computer skills perhaps, time management skills, working to deadlines. So those type of skills, even if the job itself wasn't that useful, What did it help you to develop? So that's it for our CV review. I really hope you found it useful. Good luck with putting your own CV together, and don't forget to go back and refer to our tip sheets to help you with that.